all things are subject to the law of cause and effect. This great principle knows no exception, and we would search in vain in the realm of experience for an example to the contrary. Human progress has no tendency to cast it in doubt, but rather the effect of confirming it, and of always further widening knowledge of the scope of its validity. Its continued and growing recognition is therefore closely linked to human progress. One's own person, moreover, and any of its states are links in this great universal structure of relationships. It is impossible to conceive of a change of one's person from one state to another in any way other than one subject to the law of causality. If, therefore, one passes from a state of need to a state in which the need is satisfied, sufficient causes for this change must exist. There must be forces in operation within one's organism that remedy the disturbed state, or there must be external things acting upon it that by their nature are capable of producing the state we call satisfaction of our needs. Things that can be placed in a causal connection with the satisfaction of human needs we term useful things. If, however, we both recognize this causal connection and have the power to actually direct the useful things to the satisfaction of our needs, we call them goods. If a thing is to become a good, or in other words, if it is to acquire goods character, all four of the following prerequisites must be simultaneously present. 1. A human need. 2. Such properties as render the thing capable of being brought into a causal connection with the satisfaction of this need. 3. Human knowledge of this causal connection. 4. Command of the thing sufficient to direct it to the satisfaction of the need. Only when all four of these prerequisites are present simultaneously can a thing become a good. When even one of them is absent, a thing cannot acquire good's character, and a thing already possessing good's character would lose it at once if but one of the four prerequisites ceased to be present. Hence, a thing loses its good character, one, if, owing to a change in human needs, the particular need disappear that the thing is capable of satisfying, two, whenever the capacity of the things to be placed in a causal connection with the satisfaction of human needs is lost as the result of a change in its own properties. 3. If a knowledge of the causal connection between the thing and the satisfaction of human needs disappears. Or 4. If men lose command of it so completely that they can no longer apply it directly to the satisfaction of their needs and have no means of reestablishing their power to do so. Did you actually think I was about to read this whole book? Lol. No. I just don't care that much. Thanks for the 1,000, though.